Now, the next part is very interesting, like the whole cantata. It's a wonderful cantata. This fugue has four different elements. It starts in measure 27 with a soprano. That's one element. Then you, the bassist, start with a second. You will have noticed that I play like aus allen Seinen, strong beginning and then let go. Aus allen Seinen. So that's a sort of marcato. In the meantime, the sopranos have the third element. The coloratura, when you get to the coloratura, sing it kind of mezzo, almost piano, that's easier. And the fourth element is in the soprano in measure 31 at the end. So, and these elements are distributed through the whole fugue to the different sections. I start, pick up to 29. Did you find it? Good. High, high, high. And crescendo and let go. And the other is pick up to 34. Now come a lot of black notes. I play it slowly because I haven't really practiced it. And it is a little tricky. I start in measure 36. Again, this element. And now go back to mezzo piano. Second element. Crescendo, crescendo. And high enough the G. If you think he can play straight, I didn't want to play straight. This is boring. Because that's not what Bach meant. Something like that. Inegal, not the same value of a note every time the same. I'm in measure 48. Important. Not so important. Attention. Okay, second motive, important. Again a crescendo and let go. Prepare for the high entrance. And down to the basement. dissonant. Piano. Forte, adagio. High A flat.